Sports Day for Kia.
Introducing the all-new Kia Carnival. Australia's first GUV. And Lumo SA. Aussie-owned, made for South Australia.
And very good evening, KGM World Sports Day SA. All thanks to Barbecues Galore. Shop online, in-store at Barbecues Galore. The range, the price, the knowledge. Now you're cooking. Just remember that name, Barbecues Galore. So welcome, KG. And KG, interesting day in the cricket. Australia 4 for 115, but they... Englishman did have them 3 for 13.
Exactly right, 3 for 13 on an absolute green top, if you don't mind. Joe Root won the toss, England captain, and sent him in. In fact, when I looked at the start of play, I couldn't find the wicket. It looked like a green golf green, didn't it?
Well,
fair
dinkum, and did a dart off the seam. But look, good recovery here, and Travis Head's been the best looking player in the game so far today, no doubt.
He's 46 of 46, just played and missed a couple of times, but I think they missed a trick when they brought on Wood, who really let Australia escape a little bit. They got away, Labuschagne and Head played a few shots, but all in all, a pretty good start by England, 4 for 115. Smith out for a naught, Khawaja 6, Warner naught, Labuschagne 44.
So there's a few little areas of concern there. You know, Smith's not the player that... he was previously. He's sort of dropped back in cog. And
27 innings, only 100, which is unlike him.
David Warner now missing out a little often. So there's a few little ripples there.
And yet they're still dominant.
Well, they are.
I think Australia will still win this test match.
Because they're a good bowling side.
Exactly.
You know, they're a fantastic bowling side, and they catch well. They didn't catch well in the last test, but normally they catch well, Wilt, which is so important.
Alex Carey next needs to show something.
Well, he's got to become selfish. He's got to go in there, consolidate, work the ball around. Don't worry about this trying to hit him back over the head stuff. That's crap now. Consolidate, work the
take
field.
Take your time.
Be selfish.
And make some runs.
Exactly right. This is a golden opportunity because we don't need to make quick runs. We need to just work the ball, ones and the twos, and be selfish.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, because cricket's 11 individuals.
Well, it is.
Playing a team game.
Kerry's been a bit unfortunate. One ball, then the captain declares.
He needs runs, and he needs to hold the catches.
Yeah, he's under a bit of pressure.
I told you England might make 5 changes. They did.
They did 5 changes.
Oh, well, Bairstow dropped out.
He said during the week that he would play. Yeah, but obviously the finger worse than what he thought it was, for goodness sake.
And the other one, they dropped Jack Leach, so no spinner except Joe Root, although Joe Root's probably as good as Jack Leach.
Well, why would you play a spinner on that deck?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum, unbelievable.
It is amazing, look, the wicket in Tasmania, isn't it? It is green as.
Green! And mind you, about a week ago, Blundstone was underwater. So I guess there are reasons why the curators left a bit of grass on the deck, it's green.
See, I reckon 200 might... agreed to be a good score.
A good score.
Or 250. I think, as I said, I think Australia's still in the box seat, even though they are 4 down. And the other big news, which just broke recently, Djokovic's visa has been cancelled.
Oh!
Now, you've been asking for a decision. Well, finally it came through, KG.
Finally got it today at about 5 o'clock. Alex Hawke, the immigration minister.
Alex Hawke made the decision to... I just wonder if that 3-year ban will which they say if you get your visa cancelled is automatic, or will he appeal that? Will he appeal the decision?
I think he'll appeal the decision. I think he's hell-bent on making a point here.
But it starts Monday.
Well, the tournament starts Monday, so whether there's time now to fit it in with the game or the tournament starting Monday, I don't know. But, gee whiz, it's been a fiasco.
It's only just broken an hour or so ago, so I thought I'd heard that they dropped him out of the draw now. That's official now that he's been. I don't see he can have an appeal in a day.
Well, that's interesting.
And if you do appeal it, they'd have to let him play until your appeal's been upheld or dismissed.
Oh, what a mess, honestly. Are you surprised that the visa's been cancelled?
Well, I thought the way it was going, he might have escaped it, because they let him in. He won his first court battle, didn't he?
Yep, he did,
And then it was quiet. Then they found another couple of things that weren't done correctly.
I wonder what the repercussions of this is going to be, not just in Australia, but worldwide, from Serbia.
I wonder if he'll decide ever to come back here.
Well, he might not be able to come back for the next 3 years if the whole thing is followed through.
I think that's a farce if he can't rid of him this year.
But that's the rule. If you transgress, there's a chance you can't get back into the country for 3 years. Like, he's been a prima donna from day one. All he had to say was, "What? I'm vaccinated or I'm not vaccinated. I think I've got a reason where I can get an exemption." But he just pussyfooted around.
You don't think Tennis Australia and the Victorian government also stuffed up?
Well, I think the border control came down too heavy when they detained him. There's no doubt about that. But the other areas, who's been telling porkies? Who knows, Wills? But it's been a schmozzle.
When's the last time we've seen no Federer, no Djokovic?
A long time.
And Nadal's on his last legs as well when Andy Murray's been injured.
I wonder what had he not had his visa cancelled, and if he appeals and wins it, what would be the reaction from the Melbourne public? Because I can tell you the feeling out there from Victoria, from my friend that I spoke to today, say that the public over there are very much against him.
84% saying send him home.
Well, there you go.
They did a poll. 84%.
You imagine how hostile...
I'm in the 16. I'd say let him in, play.
No, you can't do that.
Smack on the wrist, don't do it again.
Oh, smack. That's the problem. Smack on the wrist doesn't hurt anybody. If you do, break the law, cop it.
Yeah, but once again, if he did play, like you said, what's the reaction? Well, it's not his fault if they've let him play. So people that let him play, you've got to have a look at.
But they're not letting him play, are they?
No, but you said what would be the reaction if he played, if he did play?
No, what I'm saying, if he appeals and wins it and plays, what will be the reaction from the public?
Well, once again...
Because now he can't play at this moment.
No, but then he's won his appeal, so, I mean, what more can you do?
I
just think it's been handled appallingly.
It's,
the whole thing.
In some cases...
Why did it take so long to make today's decision?
Well, that's a good point. Oh, I've been saying that for the last 2 days. But you can't exonerate Djokovic. That's the one thing that annoys me with some people. He's been a prima donna from day one because the rules were clear. They were set in stone.
What if it was Federer that did the stuff?
Federer wouldn't do that. I made the point here. Ash Barty, Nadal, Federer, well, they wouldn't do this. It's hurting the game that gave him a wonderful lifestyle.
So you reckon he plays by his own rules, the Joker?
He plays for Djokovic, and that's not what sport's about. I don't think anyway. That's my view.
The other thing, I believe the crowds have been limited to half capacity now.
Have they?
So yeah, and I mean this is the way it's going, isn't it? With the COVID's rampant in Victoria, New South Wales. Did I see 80,000? Where's that ending cage?
What do you reckon would is it 84% just in Victoria, or is that Australia?
Well, I saw a poll and it said 84% said send him home, well, pack his bags, see you later.
Australia wide.
Yeah, you think so?
I would think so.
I didn't think it was so bad out there. I mean, I've heard some people say
they're hot on him, absolutely hot on him. But look at those two people that said what they said. They thought they're off air, and it got
That's gone viral all around the world.
It has.
Don't talk when your microphone's on, okay? Or assume your microphone's on. There's Beck Madden, then Mike Amore.
Gee whiz. Didn't they get a bit volatile there, for goodness sake?
Other good news, Strikers had a win over the top-ranked Scorchers. And no Rashid Khan.
No Rashid Khan. Now they've got a sniff, Wills, of sneaking into the finals. I think, they're 2 points in front of the Melbourne
Stars. They played that game today. This morning.
Beat the Scorchers. Yeah, which is fantastic.
They rock and rolled them for 127.
And they've got all their next games home. But the unfortunate thing about it, they haven't got Rashid Khan. And he's been the measuring stick. Absolutely.
Bowen Ahmed took 3 wickets and the rest shared around.
Must have bowled well.
And they got him 1-4 down. To knock him over for 127 is a good effort without Rashid Khan.
Well, I thought they were gone, to be quite frank. Not today, but I thought as a season unfolded way back, I thought, oh, gee whiz, they might win the wooden spoon here, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I went home last night and watched a bit of the Renegades again.
They're bad.
Oh, I just don't like watching them. They've given up, Cage. Well, they played the Stars.
But are they good enough?
Well, they've got Marsh and Finch.
He hasn't played.
Kane Richardson in there. You've got a few good players.
Yeah,
a couple of spinners.
I don't know whether they're that good, to be honest, at the Renegades, to be quite frank.
And Travis Head just has brought up his 50. So well in there, Travis Head, 52 off 53, fourth 123 kg. And they're taking the game away from England because this pitch, as you said, is doing a lot. And Travis Head, he's just an...
Almost a runner ball again.
Exactly, a runner ball.
That's fantastic batting. And, you know, he's done it not just once or twice, done it 3 times. So he's earned his place back.
I do wonder about the English captaincy sometimes. I would have started with Ollie Robinson.
Sometimes.
and brought after lunch.
He's not
about 40 minutes, KG.
Mate, he is not a good captain. Wonderful player, and that's just my view. Wonderful player, but wonderful players at times don't make good captains, and this is a glaring example of just that.
I think he's finally grown into a very, very good player. Like, you know,
head.
It's taken a while, as Cipelli's been harsh on him, but I think just with maturity, picking the right balls. And there's nothing wrong with having a go like he does. He plays enterprising cricket, which I like, rather than stodgy sort of stuff.
You don't make a run of ball in Test cricket if you haven't got some ability, for goodness sake.
No, you're a spot on. KG, big show tonight. We've got Mitch.
Who have we got, mate?
Captain of the 36ers, Mitch McCarron, will join us.
They finally play a game of basketball. When's the next Tuesday night?
This has been a bit of a joke, too. And Doc Peter Larkin's about the knee injuries for the women, which has been alarming. Three in the first round.
First round.
And nasty ones.
Was that just a... an accident?
Anomaly.
Anomaly, yeah.
Well, no, it's been it's been through the years, hasn't it? Heaps of them.
Three of them, though, in one weekend.
Well, remember, Aaron Phillips did hers in a final.
Yep.
Ange Foley last year in a final did hers. So, yeah, it's not good. But I don't know what the reason is, but we'll try and find out from the doc. We're going to take a break. This is KG and World Sports Day SA.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. And Lumo SA, Aussie-owned, made for Adelaide.
KGM Worlds, all thanks to Weeks. You can save a massive $45,000 on your next-gen home. Visit weeks.com.au. In Australia, currently 4 for 129, green 20 not out, and head 57 not out.
They've taken the pressure off Australia and the Palms. They really have. Yeah, three for 12.
Travis Head can change the game, can't he?
Well, his use of his bowlers since coming back has been ordinary.
I would have opened with Robinson and Broad.
Correct.
They're two strike bowlers, but
exactly.
Not to be.
Unbelievable.
Anyhow, for Keno, only a dollar a game, KG. I hope the 36ers can get in next week and play
Tuesday
a game.
Next Tuesday night.
How long has it been? It must be a month.
No idea.
Well, our next guest is the skipper of the Adelaide 36ers.
Yes, as we welcome Mitch McCarron to the program. Mitch, thanks very much for your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Mitch, training but not playing. How have you handled that? How tough has that been, for goodness sake?
It's been frustrating when it's in the middle of your season and, you know, you kind of accept it during the pre-season and the off-season, but... You know, the boys just want to play. So it's been a little bit annoying, but, yeah, we're not in a unique situation. It's been everyone around the country, unfortunately.
Is it draining, though, Mitch, when you train, you think you're playing, then games get cancelled, then the Wildcats can't come here, then you don't know where your next game is because the other teams have got COVID. How does it affect you mentally?
Yeah, I think, especially as a professional athlete, you know, you kind of prepare your week mentally and physically. You know, you have your schedule, and typically, you know, undisrupted, you'd know when you were going to play. So it was a Friday night, you know, I've got training Monday, Tuesday, maybe I'm off Wednesday and I train Thursday. So you know, like, what you've got to do to get ready. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, that game's not happening. You're playing 3 days later. You know, so like now you got to reset, you know, okay, reorganize myself. Am I ramping for the right time? And then that one gets canceled. It's just been a month of that. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but I'm sure we'll be ready to go Tuesday.
Now, Mitch, when you do train, does the whole squad train, or are you only allowed certain numbers at times on the court?
Yeah, we keep it pretty limited just because of, you know, how easy it is to spread the virus.
Yep.
And, you know, we don't really have an open-door policy. We kind of have a limited number of guys that, you know, we invite to practice, and we have some training players and development players that are included in that. And we all kind of follow the guidelines outlined by the NBL, and some of those pretty much just come train, get your groceries and be home. And that's pretty much it.
I suppose that time off's allowed the injured guys to get back. Sunday, Desh looks like he'll be playing, or he should be ready now.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Sunday back. You know, obviously, he was frustrated at the start of the year. He had a really big preseason. Like, he looked great, looked strong, and ready to have a bounce back year from last year. I know he was disappointed with how it finished out for the team. So, you know, I thought he looked great, and then he had that injury. So, yeah, I'm sure he's absolutely pumped to do that.
Before the latest COVID hit, the 36ers have been up and down. I heard CJ Bruton speaking, and he said the turnovers have been killing you. I suppose that's in any sport, but if you can limit the damage there, you certainly be on the right foot.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're a very new group, and we've got a lot of guys who haven't spent a lot of time playing with each other, and I think, you know, we're all trying to do the right thing at times, and sometimes it's just not quite clicking, and, you know, maybe we're a little bit sloppy with it offensively and not really getting the ball where it needs to go and letting it move early and moving the defense. So, fortunate thing about having a month break between games is you've had a lot of time to reflect on what wasn't working, and, you know, we'll hopefully make some adjustments for Tuesday.
Basketballers do move around. We see a lot of players played in multiple teams. When you say it takes a while to adjust, how long do you think it does to know exactly what your main players are going to do?
Yeah, it's tough to put a timeline on it. I mean, you know, obviously, like, some guys can come in and be effective right away and you know, regardless of the group. But I think this league shows that, you know, continuity plays a huge part in being successful year in, year out. You know, if you look at the teams like New Zealand Breakers and Perth Wildcats when they were going back-to-back-to-back and they were constantly in the finals, it's because they had a core group of guys that returned every year. They could have a similar system. It's just like any sport. You know, if you build a system and you've got a core component, you know, your team's going to be pretty strong year out, and then you go and get what you're missing, you know, and that's typically, you know, what an NBL team would do with your imports. You know, do we need a scoring guard? Do we need a big that's athletic and can get us some blocks and some dunks? You know, and that's typically what you do with your imports. So, you know, I'm happy with our group, and we've just got to keep building and getting better.
And I suppose the really good teams have the ability to keep those players because the players want to play when they're having success.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and that's the challenge, isn't it? You know, you want to win right away, and everyone wants that. And especially now, you know, it seems like no one's got the patience to wait. And, you know, for us, it's just about, you know, we want to win every single game that we play, but we're also trying to be the best that we can by the end of the season, not at the start. So, you know, we understand that, you know, we've got a new group and we've had some sloppy games and disappointing results, but no, I think we're looking at getting better.
Now, Mitch, personally, are you enjoying the role of being captain?
I am. It's been a really unique year.
Coming at a tough time.
The last month, not seeing them as much as I thought I would, but it's obviously, you know, we've got some guys around the club that could have easily been captain, you know, the Sunday, and Dan Johnson's been here forever, and you know, we'll probably have his banger hanging in the rafters when he's done. So, like, there's a lot of guys to lean on and talk to about what it was like here, and I know a lot of the ex-players from the club are still involved in a large way, so it's nice to chat with them and find out just how things work down here. So I'm loving it.
Now, did I read you were born in Alice Springs, Mitch, or not?
I was, yes. I was born in Alice Springs.
Did you stay there for, you know, your early childhood or through your teen years? I mean, how'd you get into basketball from there?
Yeah, so my mum and dad kind of ran the basketball stadium in Alice Springs. And after my brother was born, I was three. Dad took a job with Basketball Queensland, so we moved to Brisbane after that, and that's when I grew up in Brisbane. So unfortunately I don't have too many memories of it, but I still haven't been able to get back, which is crazy. I really want to go see it.
It's a beautiful place. I've been there a few times. You might be the most famous name from Alice Springs in basketball.
Tim Duggan might have me on that one.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mitch, you've got a tough one coming back into the scene now. Tuesday night, the game's at home, but the Wildcats, they're probably the best in the comp, so a tough one coming back, but that'll be good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a funny league because, you know, I think a lot of people are used to saying, oh, well, you better get up for the top of the table clash. And this year, like, who is that? You know, like, we haven't played, you know, almost most of the New South Wales teams and the Victorian teams. We haven't played any of them. We haven't played Brisbane yet. So we've seen what Perth are like, and they've had some success early in the year. But for us and where we're at now, we've got to get up every game and treat it like it's, you know, the number one team and come ready to play. So. You know, I thought we did some good things when we played them in round one in Perth, and we'll look to capitalise that, you know, Tuesday.
Do you think Isaac Humphrey's almost back to full fitness? He had that nasty foot injury last year, and it does take time to get a bit of confidence back in it. He's sort of been a little bit scratchy, a little bit up and down by his own admission, but do you think he's getting there?
Yeah, I think he's been great. You know, before our game started to unfortunately start getting postponed, you know, I felt like he was getting better week to week, and he could admit that and say that, you know, my body's feeling better, I'm starting to get back to be the player that I want to be. You know, he's obviously a weapon, and that rolls into part of, you know, understanding how to play with each other. You know, I haven't played with Isaac a lot before. We've got, you know, imports that are new to this league that haven't played with Isaac before. So it's all an adjustment period for all of us that are on the court. But I think he'll find his way quickly once we're back.
We're starting to know everybody, or a lot of people that have had COVID. With the 36ers, has there been much through the squad, or you've been able to limit the damage a bit?
Yeah, there's been some hits, but we've been fortunate. I mean, depending on how you look at it, you know, you look around the league and there's been some teams that have had reports of a high amount of cases, you know, where the whole team was influenced. You know, unfortunately, with the rules here in SA, that, you know, it's pretty easy to be a close contact. So as soon as there's a positive case floating around, you know, most of us are going to get put into isolation regardless. So for the majority of us, we've been able to avoid it somewhat, but only time will tell, and hopefully we can keep doing that and the season can just get on.
Yeah, I wish they just make it. If someone's sick, they go home like a normal sick day and the rest keep on going. Hey, Mitch, good luck when you finally return. Hopefully the game does go ahead and there's no more interruptions, and thanks for the chat tonight.
Good on you, Mitch.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Captain of the 36ers, Mitch McCarron there. KG, we're going to take a break.
That'd be a good game, Tuesday night.
Yeah, tough one again.
Oh, 36ers, tough one, but that's good, though. It's good.
Wildcats, because, of course, they've got no COVID without playing. No. They just train as normal. You know, no mask, no nothing over
that's
there.
That's more incentive to beat them, Wilds.
Australia 4-for-138, head 61, not out.
You'll get 100.
Amazing innings. And Green 25. He's starting to come good too, Cameron Green. I reckon he may be our... He might be our best batting all-rounder, KG.
Since when?
Well, since who?
Well, since who?
See, Richie Beno's a bowling all-rounder.
He was.
Miller, bit of... How would you say Keith Miller? Both?
Both.
Well, he's predominantly a batsman. His bowling's coming good.
Yeah. I still reckon Miller's the best.
Oh, at the moment, he's got the runs on the board. But
correct.
He's only 22.
He's only a kid.
He'll play for the next 10 or 15 years.
No doubt about that, Wilds.
Our guest there, Mitch McCarron.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. And Lumo SA, Aussie-owned, made for Adelaide.
Yeah, David Wilde and KG for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Think safety this January. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. Australia 4-for-139. Head batting well, 61 not out, Green 26. So they're going pretty well in the 36th over.
Right back into the game now.
Well, our next guest is the best in the business. He knows all about sporting injuries. He's been involved for so long there.
How long has he been involved? Fair dinkum.
Oh, I don't want to give away ages, well, KG. But how long have you been in radio?
Well, almost as long as Dr. Peter Larkins.
Oh, Dr. Peter Larkins. Welcome, Doc. How are you?
Yeah, look, it's nearly bedtime at the nursing home here, boys. So we've only got 3 minutes before the nurses come to disconnect the oxygen. What are you going on about?
I
haven't reached my peak. I haven't reached my peak yet. Come on,
Pete, you haven't lost your touch, old son. Spot on,
Doc. We've got you on for the obviously the ACL, and once again it reared its ugly head round one. Three stars too, not just anyone, but three of the stars gone down with ACLs and. I know we talk about it every year, but they don't seem to be coming down dramatically.
No, look, I guess we're in our seventh season, aren't we, boys? And, I mean, it's been evident from the first season that there was some, you know, higher incidents and some, you know, really elite athletes going down. And people thought, oh, look, it's just the beginning. They're not used to footy. And here we are seven seasons down and the statistics are damning. And as you say, quite often it's the more elite players, not necessarily. But, of course, the elite players tend to be more skillful and going a bit harder, so maybe that's one of the reasons. But we've had, you know, sports comparison data for men's and women's knee injuries forever, because there's obviously multiple sports where men and women play the exactly same sports, whether it's field hockey, basketball, you know, tennis, skiing. So we've always known that women, for a couple of reasons we'll visit in a minute, have a higher likelihood that they'll do a big knee injury, particularly ACL. But there are obviously some standouts with footy that have really been concerning, because we've obviously got very specific data on AFL men's going back over 24 years with the very thorough AFL. And if I can just give some numbers, not to make it too scientific, but you know, if we look at all those other sports I mentioned, the likelihood of an elite female athlete doing an ACL compared to a male in say soccer, netball, tennis, it's about 5 to 6 times higher incidence across world data. Wow. And so we thought when women's sport footy was coming in, we'd see more. But what's really stood out since 2016, guys, is it's about 10 times higher. So nearly twice the expected numbers. And that is really concerning, you know, at AFL level, including AFLW. But because these injuries aren't necessarily ones that people come back from. Everyone thinks, oh, you do an ACL and there's great surgeons in Adelaide and great surgeons in Melbourne, etc. But depending on the degree of damage, there are many athletes who never return to the same level of participation. It's a lifelong deficit in their knee. And that's what we have to take on board for some of these elite girls, as well as the blokes.
Well, Peter, can I ask you a difficult question? What do you think, and you've been in the industry so many years, what do you think are the reason or reasons, but particularly let's talk about the AFLW first, that this is happening? Why?
Well, as you say, we've spoken about it before, Dave, and so I can be very specific about AFLW. I have spoken, and you know, as you said, because I'm 106 years old, I've been to many conferences in America and elsewhere where we've talked about knee injuries over the years. But since 2016, we've had an AFLW cohort to talk about, and I think I'll go through six really quick ones that we think are relevant to AFLW, some of which are relevant to the other sports as well. So one of them is muscular strength around the hip and the thigh are always different between blokes and girls. I'm not going to tell you the difference between boys and girls because you know that well, but because of testosterone and hormonal changes and developmental physical strength, even with the same strength training program, the same nutrition, etc., the muscular strength deficit is about 30% lower in the lower limb, in other words, the hip, knee, thigh area. So a lot of these injuries relate to your ability to control your knee when you land awkwardly or twist. In specifically with AFLW, it's the background in the sport that people have come from. This is a 360-degree sport. We know how athletic it is. And a lot of the younger blokes have been exposed with, you know, Auskick and things from the age of 3 and 4.
Yep.
Whereas the girls have come from, say, netball or hockey or what else, and they're not used to being tackled. They're not used to being hit from the side because it's a much different sport. So I think until girls come through a generation of being used to a background in young footy, which we're now seeing the young girls play, so that will be a generation change.
Yep.
Prevention programs have been in place, the third thing in footy for men for a long, long time. Strengthening programs, pre-season, hamstring, agility, jump and land programs. In other words, what do we know that might help a knee injury be prevented if you get caught out? And one of the problems is that the women playing AFLW haven't been in those prevention programs because they really haven't had the infrastructure at AFLW level in the first 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
It's being introduced because the AFL is aware of this. One obvious one you'll hear get talked about is that the physical shape of the girl is different from blokes. And, you know, there are some very thin girls, I know, but generally if we look at the angle from the hip to the knee, it's an increased angle. It's called the Q angle, the quadriceps muscle angle. And because it tends to be wider at the hips and narrower at the knees, that creates an angle where the knee tends to buckle inwards, which often you see these injuries and the knee will flip inwards. And the two other ones, which quickly, is pre-season preparation, because this is a very quick pre-season.
Yep.
It's played in the early part of the year when the grounds are harder.
Yep.
And if we compare the men's season, guys, there's always a bit of a rise in ACL injuries in the first 4 or 5 rounds of the AFL men's season because we're playing on harder grounds and people are getting conditioned. The girls, unfortunately, have a very brief season, 5 or 6 weeks, and they're playing at that time of the year when the grounds are necessarily drier and harder. And the final reason, if you're counting still, is there is a hormonal difference. And there's a thing called estrogen, which hopefully you blokes haven't got too much of, which does make ligaments a little bit stretchier and more lax in certain females. So you put that combination together, the background in the sport, the muscular strength, the pre-season programs, and suddenly we have a group of athletes who are getting more injuries than the men.
Yeah, Pete, I reckon the one that stands out for me is, you're right, the young kids. The young boys are being brought up on Auskick from 4, 5, 6, 7, and they learn to jump, they learn to tackle, they learn to change direction. Now the girls are doing this. Sure, they're doing it now, and the younger ones are. So it'd be interesting in 10 years' time if we see the stats go down. But that, to me, is it's a natural thing for the guys to do. If you're brought up in football, we've all done that. That's how we play, and I think that is a standout one out of all the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, it is a very specific one to AFLW. I mean, the strength difference, the hip-knee alignment, the so-called Q angle, the hormonal, they're present in soccer, they're present in netball. So that's why the girls have, you know, 5 times more ACLs than the men. But when we're talking about 9 to 10 times more in our 7-year history, you've got to look at the background. Where are they coming from? And whilst they're elite athletes, true, some of them have come from sports, as I said, they're just not familiar. And then that takes a generation. You said 10 years, and, you know, we call a generation 5 years in medicine these days because kids are developing so quickly. So, you know, with more kids coming through, girls coming through playing at the ages of 6 and 7, and 8 and 9, they will inherit those skills at a young age that perhaps you and I got when we played, you know, school fit footy in primary school. And so I think that's a very important one that you've mentioned. But there's probably other ones. I mean, it's fair to say it's a subject of research at the AFL. They're very concerned about that, because my point to you early on is that you don't always come back to the same level. In fact, only about 30% of the top players ever get back to the same champion voter statistics or Brownlow votes in AFL. Only 30%. Some of them don't even play ever again.
And some do it again, don't they? Two or three times.
Well, that's because we've learned about coming back too quickly, that surgical technique, the biology of the individual ligament or graft, as it's called. There's lots of factors why they do them again. We're hoping that we can reduce that by having better rehab and obviously improvements in surgical technique, which the girls have exactly the same surgery as the blokes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But certainly the recurrence rate, if you do it again, the third time chance of doing it rises even further. And we've seen this week, you know, the players that have gone down, it's not the first time for some of them.
I guess it's Dr. Peter Larkins. On another note, the COVID, and we're seeing, you know, players just training in groups of six. We saw Essendon have 20 to 25 out. How do you think it's going to impact the season, Doc? This is not going to go away for a long while, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, look, just hark back to 2020, guys. What a scramble it was to get the season up and end up in Queensland, and, you know, and the testing and the hubs, and what a marvellous effort, you know, AFL, and big tick to Queensland for accommodating the AFL. In 2021, we sort of adapted a bit better and we did travel a bit more. But now we've got a totally new variant, and there's another variant that's going to hit in the next 12 months. And so now, and we've also got so many more players.
You say another variant, Doc?
Oh yeah, look, you know, there's more than three letters in the Greek alphabet. Look them up. We've only gone Alpha, Delta, and Omicron. You wait till we get the last one's called Omega. That's the death one in the Greek alphabet.
Gee, thanks very much.
Okay, yes, one way.
My point is that the viruses change every year, the same as the flu virus does. So I don't think Omicron's the last virus we're going to talk about in footy. And as you know, the pre-season at some clubs, like, you know, for instance, Essendon over here, there's been so many players, 20 on the list, who are in isolation or training separately. And so, and, you know, Western Australia with Fremantle and West Coast potentially with you know, Crows or Port or whatever not being allowed to go in to WA, we're going to have to maybe look at being inventive with the AFL season again, just because of the travel over borders. Because this current Omicron numbers, we're 35,000 in Victoria today. We've got 116 in intensive care. And over 700 people in hospital. Now, that we didn't have those numbers a year ago. So we're suddenly in 2022, guys, talking about a virus that's less severe but more spreading of it, you know what I mean? So the players are likely to get it because of the club rooms, the changing, flying on planes. And inevitably, you're going to have players isolating, which means lists will be affected.
Wow. Yeah. It's not a level playing field.
I'm pretty positive about all this season.
But Doc, being serious.
But be realistic. I mean, look what happened to the BBL. Look at the games of BBL cricket that have been changed. Mm. You know, we're being serious here. It's the tennis is, please don't ask me about the tennis because I'm too fired up about what's been going on there. But we've got sport across the world, let alone South Australia and Victoria or Australia, that's going to be affected in 2022, the Beijing Winter Olympics. Yeah. I mean, what a big threat they're under.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing stuff, amazing times. Doc, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, I'm the bearer of good news, guys. Talk to you another time.
No, you're very honest.
You've got a good sense of humour too, Doc.
Dr. Peter Larkins there. She explained
that fascinating.
Explained the women's world, didn't he?
We've got to get him on again because I want to talk about this in more detail. He mentioned the tennis. Don't get me started on that.
He's always a regular with us, Case, but he knows his stuff. He's relevant. He's in there and he's in sport. But the thing about the COVID, he too agrees it's going to be – it's not going to go away, and some teams are going to be hit harder than others. This is where it's going to be unfair.
Another strain, I thought.
Oh, it's like a flu. A flu will have a strain different every year, but hopefully, KG.
I didn't know that.
Hopefully, the strain is weaker, like in terms of severity, like Omicron to Delta.
Yep.
So hopefully, the next one is weaker again. And if we're boosted and you, thankfully, you got yours today. I thought
the booster today
came in with
your little beauty.
I'm
done, Dustin.
Jump in your step. So he's very, very interesting.
I found that fascinating.
I still think the women's is they weren't brought up. They weren't brought up like guys to play with jumping. We were jumping around with seven or eight.
Well, exactly.
Landing, taking marks, landing. And I reckon your body does get a cup.
It's going to take time with the girls, and it's all about conditioning, Wills.
The all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. You can find out more at kia.com/au. The cricket, Australia, 4 for 157. Travis Head, unbelievable. 70 from 81 balls.
Yeah.
Now, they've only got 157. I reckon that's enough to almost win the game. Like, no. They'll make 250, you'd think, from here.
Well, they were 3 for 12.
Exactly.
But
the wickets certainly settled down, KG. The ball loses its hardness, but, of course, they've got it a little bit late. We've got to take a break. Back with more shortly.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. And Lumo SA, Aussie-owned, made for Adelaide.
KG and Wilds, the week that was for weeks. How's that, KG? The week that was for weeks.
I like it, Wilds.
You can save $45,000. Don't know how they do this on your next home with Weeks Home, so just check it out. And they've been hiring plenty of labour in the last couple of months as well. Okay, the week that was, well, today we got the decision Novak Djokovic's visa's been cancelled.
Been cancelled. Now, what transpires from there? It's taken the government a long while to make the call. What transpires now?
It starts on Monday, so he's got 2 days to appeal.
I bet you any money you like that his lawyers and Djokovic appeal the decision.
So if they appeal it, can he still play until the appeal's finished?
That's a good question. I'm not a lawyer, Will.
I thought he'd been kicked out of the draw now.
Will they be able to hear the actual appeal in time? That's the question.
But it's been a farce, KG. Whole thing. How long is it now since he's been in the country?
Who knows, Wills? But he's been a prima donna.
Yeah, but there were mistakes made.
I agree. The border control people were too strong. But he knew what was the case when he started.
Does this mean, though, he can't play for 3 more years here?
Exactly.
That to me is a stupid rule, though.
Well, there you go.
The number one player in the world can't come back here. We'll be the laughing stock. On the better bit of news, James Heard is going as a leadership role with GWS, 48-year-old. He's finally getting back to the AFL, and I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic. That was a horrible drama, that Essendon saga. And, you know, for James Heard, wonderful player, absolutely champion.
They dumped it all on him, didn't they?
Well, they did. I think that was unfairly done too as well. But nice to see him back in action with the GWS side, which is great.
And your boy, Tanasi Kokkinakis, has been in good form.
He's been in absolutely fantastic form. Now, what's he playing? I think he's playing in the semis of the Adelaide International.
Yeah, he's playing Marin Cilic tonight, who's won a major himself.
Correct. But Kokkinakis, when you think back over the years, he's had a horrific run.
He's 25 now, and he's been hurt since he's 16, 17.
So good on to the kid.
But a real talent. At least he has a go, Cage. Yep. He could have easily quit the game, couldn't he?
I like him.
Another big story, Rashid Khan.
I told you, some of the best spin bowling I've seen since Shane Warne the other night when he took 6 wickets. And sadly, he's gone back to Afghanistan, won't be playing in the last 3 games. But that was classical the other night, Wilkes.
Was it the best figures ever or not?
Well, it was, yeah.
In BBL?
In BBL. And
6 for 17. He only bowled 24.
Well, considering he had 11 taken off his first
over.
Yeah, exactly right.
Without a wicket.
Absolutely right.
Unbelievable.
Sadly, 2 AFLW games this weekend have been cancelled.
I think we might see a few more too.
Yeah.
Just heard the Women's A-League and Men's League, half of the players to this
COVID.
Point of time have either been recovered or have had COVID.
Exactly. It's everywhere. Now, what about Pat Cummins coming out in support of South Australian wicketkeeper?
Yeah, I'm glad he did.
So am I. Because the vultures were hovering.
He said he's been unselfish. He blamed himself for that stupid declaration.
That was stupid. One ball.
One ball. No runs, one ball.
Then declares.
Yeah.
And then he volunteered
to open. But having said that, he needs to... Choice of shots needs to be better.
Wilts, he needs to be selfish. There comes a time in one's career, and it's time for Alex Carey now to do what he wants to do.
He just has to make runs and take catches.
Yeah, be selfish.
Very simple down. Dumb it down, Cage.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And the cricket, you said the greenest pitch you've seen. Oh, well, 3 for 13 at one stage.
I couldn't find the wicket.
Yeah.
I looked on the ground. Where's the wicket?
I think England lost a bit of a trick early when they took Broad and Robinson off and allowed the second bowlers to come in.
Labuschagne and Head sort of took control for a while there. Labuschagne, well, what a shot was he trying to play?
Dropped on naught. Made 44.
What shot was he trying to play?
Yeah, Travis Head, to me, looked the best of the batsmen.
By far, absolutely. Wills.
Okay, well, that was the week that was, and plenty happening too. We had to leave a few out there, KG. Hey, what could you do with $5,000? Thanks to My Money House, you could win $5,000 cash. For details of your chance to win, visit iCanWin.com.au. My Money House, empowering people to live life on their terms. KG, you have a great night tonight.
Now, you're on holidays, Wills.
I'm going for I haven't had a holiday for a year. You're on holidays every week. Now, you have a great time. Benny Hook's filling in with you.
I'll be here for the next 3 weeks with Ben.
Yeah, and Blighty's back in March as well. So you have a great time, mate.
You're taking your grandson for a little holiday?
We are, and also heading over, driving over to Torquay with Gail see her family as well.
Well, have a good 3 weeks, Will.
Thanks, KG.
Great working with you, mate.
Enjoy the night. See you soon.